Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. Praise God, praise God. Welcome to Crown Talking Drums, Empowering Talk Radio, where the Apostle Willie J. Armstrong is founder and CEO. And I am your host tonight, Renee. Praise God. And so I see a few people on the line, and I pray that your day went well, and we have a good discussion tonight. There is a word from the Lord always. And so at this time, I'm going to open us up in prayer. Father Lord, in the name of Jesus, Father God, I thank you. I thank you for what you are and for what you're doing in our lives. Hallelujah. Lord, we just thank you. We praise you and magnify you and give your name the glory. We lift your name on high. Oh, Father, Lord, we thank you for waking us up this morning and starting us on our way, giving us the activities of our limbs, oh, God. We thank you for putting breath into our very lives, oh, God. We couldn't do it. We couldn't exist without you, Lord. And Father God, right now, oh Lord, I ask that you bless broadcast, bless everyone who will be on the line, oh God. Bless us all in a mighty way, oh God. Take me, Lord, take me and use me as your servant, your humble servant, oh God. Take me out of self, oh God. Let it be the words that come out of my mouth be the words that you will have me to speak to your people. This I ask in the precious name of Jesus. Amen and amen. And tonight I want to read into your hearing a very familiar chapter or verses or passages of chapters from the book of Joshua. Joshua chapter 6, beginning at verse 1. Joshua chapter 6, beginning at verse 1. Now Jericho was securely shut up because of the children of Israel. None went out and none came in. And the Lord said to Joshua, See, I have given Jericho into your hand, its king and the mighty men of valor. You shall march around the city, all you men of war. You shall go around the city once. This you shall do 6 days, and the 7 priests shall bear 7 trumpets of the same of ram's, horn before the ark. But the 7th day, you shall march around the city 7 times, and the priests shall blow trumpets. It shall come to pass when they make a long blast with the ram's horn. And when you hear the sound of the trumpet, that all the people shall shout with a great shout, then the wall of the city will fall down flat. And the people shall go up, every man straight before him. Then Joshua, the son of Nun, called the priests and said to them, take the Ark of Covenant and let seven priests hear seven trumpets of ram's horn before the Ark of the Lord. And he said to the people, proceed, and march around the city, and let him who is armed advance before the Ark of the Lord. And I'm going to continue with me as I'm reading. So it was when Joshua had spoken to the people that the seven priests bearing the seven trumpets of ram's horns before the Lord advanced and blew the trumpets, and the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord followed them. The armed men went before the priest who blew the trumpet, and rear guards came after the Ark. While the priests continued blowing the trumpets, now Joshua had continued the people saying, you shall shout. Did I lose my place? Please bear with me. Let me start. Now Joshua had commanded the people saying, you shall not shout or make any noise when with your voice, nor shall a word proceed out of your mouth until the day I say to you, shout. Then you shall shout. So he had the Ark of the Lord circle the city, going around it once. Then they came into the camp and lodged in the camp. And Joshua rose early in the morning, and the priests took up the Ark of the Lord. Then the seven priests bearing seven trumpets of ram's horn before the Ark of the Lord went to continually and blew the trumpets. And the armed men went before them, but the rear guard came after the Ark of the Lord while the priests continued blowing the trumpets. And the second day they marched around the city once and returned to the camp. So they did this six times. But it came to pass on the seventh day that they rose early about the dawning of the day and marched around the city seven times in the same manner. On that day, only they marched around the city seven times. And on the seventh time, it happened when the priest blew the trumpet that the seventh time that Joshua, said to the people, shout, for the Lord has given you the city. And I'm going to drop down to verse 20. So the people shouted when the priest blew the trumpet. And it happened when the people heard the sound of the trumpet and the people shouted with great shout that the wall fell down flat. And I've just read into your hearing from the book of Joshua chapter 6, verses 1 through, I believe, 15, and I dropped down to 20, and I did that for a purpose. I didn't tell you about the scripture that I was reading, the passages of scripture that I was reading, and I'm going to tell you why in a moment. And so what I want to do is begin by telling you, numbers in the Bible have a significant purpose. And I'm not going to go through all the numbers, but I'm going to tell you about the number one, because it's mentioned in that particular passage of scripture. The number one, as in all the numbers that have significance, some may have a dual significance. But in this instance, the number one represents the unity between God the Father, God the Son, and the Holy Spirit. As it is written in John chapter 10 and 30, and you can read that at another time. Jesus, the Spirit that dwells in us, is the mediator between us and God. And that's found in 1 Timothy 2 and 5. The significance of the number 2, also mentioned, is 2 is actually a testimony of God. It is divided into, like the testimonies of God, the testimonies of God. The book, the Bible, has an Old Testament and a New Testament, and they are divided into twos. His agreement with mankind, his covenant with mankind, it is divided into twos, from the Old Testament unto the New, and unto present time. God has established a covenant with us all. And so the significance now of the number 6, just as the other numbers, that too has a dual purpose and a meaning. So it is with the number 6, its meaning is related to man and man's human weakness, our inability to do anything without God in our lives. We can't do anything without God in our lives. The scripture says in Luke 18 and 27, the things which are impossible with man are possible with God. So we can't do anything in our own selves. We can't go it alone. We have to have God in our lives. The Bible says, he who has, let me back up. The number 7, I'm going to go to the number 7. The number 7 symbolizes completeness and perfection. The number 7 here represents completeness and perfection, because everything that God does or has done, he's completed it. And it's good, meaning it's perfected. In the beginning, when he created everything, the universe and everything, man, he saw that it was good. Therefore, it was perfected. It was created in perfection. And also, the Bible tells us that he who has begun a good work in us is faithful to complete it. So God just doesn't stop. He doesn't stop in the middle of the program. He doesn't stop in the middle of our lives and does not go with us all the way. He does not stop in the middle of our lives. He does not stop completing us until we are perfected. And the Bible says we never reach perfection here, but we will reach perfection as we gain eternal life. So why do I mention these numbers? Because every word that proceeds from God, every promise that proceeds from God's word will not return void. It will not go out empty, but it shall accomplish all that he purposes it to be. Jeremiah 29:11 tells us that the Lord, that God has a plan and a purpose for our lives. And that plan and that purpose is good. It gives us a good future. So in Joshua chapter, if we go back and read the passages, the chapters above, in Joshua chapter 5, verse 15, it tells us that Joshua fell down on his face and began to worship God. Then a commander of the Lord spoke to Joshua. Because when we pray, when we get into prayer, when we communicate with God, we worship God, we are ushering God into our presence, into our very present situations. And so when it talks about a commander of the Lord, when we look back, called Christophany, it's when an angel of the Lord would appear to those in the Old Testament and in the New Testament, when the angel of the Lord would appear, it would be Jesus. It is Jesus. It is the Lord, our Savior. And so just as the angel appeared then to Joshua, we now we too receive revelation of the Lord through his word, through when we hear the voice of God, when we take time to meditate on God's word, when we communicate with God through prayer. So just as the Old Testament is relevant to the New Testament, the entire word of God is relevant to us right now. And so what I want to proclaim, what the good news that I want to bring to you all is, whatever challenges that you are presently facing in your life, whatever challenges we are confronted with, whoever told you that you could not possibly achieve your goals in life. Whoever told you that you were never going to amount to anything, whatever negative concepts that you have preconceived in your mind, I want you to know that God has already given you the victory. It's yours. It's in your hand. All you have to do is possess it. We have to use our pre-perception to see it. In other words, it looks impossible, and I can't possibly see how it's going to work. But I know, I believe by faith that it's going to work. And it doesn't take a whole lot of faith. The Bible tells us if we just have the faith the size of a teeny mustard seed, things will begin to manifest in our lives. Those mountains will begin to move. And so when Joshua told the people, when he passed on the instructions to the priest, he did not tell the people about the victory. He told them about he gave them the instructions. He told them to walk around the wall one time, and then he told them to walk around it six times, and each time they were to complete the same actions. But he never told them that when you walk around the seventh time, that the victory, God has already given you Jericho in your hand. God has already given you that victory that you can't see. That is why when I read the scriptures, I started at number one, but I did not tell you to continue on through the scriptures. I wanted you to follow me because I didn't stop at one. I didn't stop at six. I kept continuing going. Even though I had some challenges, I didn't stop. And what I want to tell you all is we can't stop in the middle of things that we see in our present situations and not follow through. My sisters who have gone on to glory now, one of them that recently went home, her name is Yvette, and she said to me one time, I recall her telling me, "Renee, you are a great motivator. Renee, you have so much. You encourage people so much. You motivate people's lives. But you get halfway in the middle. You carry people halfway to the middle, and you never follow through." And I could never understand what she said until one day I was meditating about her, and I said to myself, oh, my God. I looked back over my life, and I saw what she was saying. I would attempt to do something, and it would be good. I would have good goals. I would see the vision, yet I would get deterred. I would become fearful that I would not accomplish it correctly, or I would have fear that it wouldn't come out just right, or in fact, I had fear that I could not do it. I was inadequate. I had people around me in my life who projected negative influences, and they had many vices and passed those vices on to me, and it would become stumbling blocks in my life. I never thought that I was good enough, or I was never good enough for this man to become my husband. I was never good enough to get that promotion on the job because I lacked the education. But never mind the fact that God had given me the skills and the ability to do and accomplish those things. But I, in my own natural eyes, I could not see it manifesting in my life, and if I saw it, it wasn't moving quite fast enough for me. And that's what happens to many of us. We see God has given us the victory. He has given us the instructions on how to accomplish our goals and have a good future, and yet we look at the circumstances mounted up in our lives, and we allow our preconceived notions, our preconceived ideas that we have created in our mind to deter us from our goal. We allow our present circumstances to deter us from our goal. And we come up with the how can I? How can I do this? How can I accomplish going to school? I don't have the finances to do this. How can I get Mr. Wright or Mrs. Wright in my life? How can I do this? And when will it happen in my life? And so I want to tell you all that we have to stop. It has to come to a point in our lives where we have to stop starting things, getting into it, and never following through, and allowing our own minds, our own concepts, all the negative forces in our lives to determine our future. The devil is a liar, because you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. God has given us the victory. The walls of Jericho, now, when we read about it and we study it, the walls of Jericho, I believe, were 20, it was 20 inches high, or 20 feet high, should I say, in depth, and in height, and in width. It was long, but thickness and depth, it was like 25 inches wide. And so I can imagine. And then also it had this gate that surrounded it. And they had guards, soldiers at the top, the very top of the mountain. Of the walls, excuse me, and they would guard and, you know, defend the city. And around those walls, it was gated. Nobody couldn't get in and nobody couldn't get out. And that's how we look at our lives when we see we are confronted with these mountains of problems, and we are confronted with sickness, and we are confronted with impossible things that we find impossible. We find impossible and can't see how. We don't have the vision. We can't see it. It looks difficult. And I can imagine as the children of Israel would walk around the wall once, twice, all the way to six times, and they didn't see anything getting lower. They didn't see any progress. And that's how we are in our lives. We don't see the progress, so we stop. Oh, nothing is happening here. And then we go on and we try to move on to another chapter in our lives. But the number seven is the number of completion. And with this, I want to tell you tonight, today is July 31st. It is the seventh month and the last day of the month. And I want to let you know that you need not go to bed and wake up the next day without completing or without putting closure to the things that you have done in this month in your life. Think about the things that you have attempted to do. Get a vision. God has given you a vision. Don't look at things with your natural eye. Look at it with the spiritual eye that God has given us. You may not see the mountains coming down. You may not see the finances increasing right now in your pocketbook or your bag, or you may not see how you're going to reach your goal. Your marriage may be falling apart and you can't see how it's going to come together, but God has already given you the victory. Have faith. Endure. Run the race of endurance. Persevere. Because surely what God says will come to pass. And so this evening, what I am going to do is I'm going to open the line up for a brief discussion. And after I do, I feel led to pray, because number eight, which is August. August is the month of number eight. And before we go to bed tonight, I want you to get in your room, go in the corridor, wherever you have to go. But you walk up and down there and you declare victory in your home, victory in the lives of your children, victory on your job, victory in your finances, victory in your health. And I want you, when you get to number seven, I'm going to indicate with telling you to shout. And when I tell you to shout, I want you to shout out a name or anybody that you have seen things going on in their lives that seems so impossible. The person who you think can't get well, you don't see the healing, but know that the healing is coming. Know that God is able to do exceeding above all that we can possibly think or imagine, ask or imagine. Know that God is working and interceding on our behalf. Hallelujah. And then when you get through, I want you to look back, and I don't want you to carry those negative thoughts with you to the eighth month, because the eighth month indicates new beginnings. Know that God is doing a new thing in your life. Leave the past behind. Leave the negative thoughts behind. Leave those walls that have mounted up behind, because guess what? They are falling. They are coming down. Tear down the Jericho walls in your life. And at this time, I'm going to open up. Hallelujah. I'm going to open up, Jesus, the phone line. I'm going to, just one moment, bear with me. I'm going to ask anyone if they have any comments. Any comments? I see a 443 on the line, area code. I'm losing my voice. I see a 678. I see 301. 757. Any comments? Any comments at this time?
Okay, I'm opening them up.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. God is good. Any comments at this time? Anyone? Hallelujah. Any comments? Don't be shy. Don't be bashful. Remember, God says you got to do a shout. And if you don't talk these things into existence, these things that you think not true, these things that you think impossible, if you don't talk them into existence, they can't happen. Good afternoon. Amen. Good evening.
Good afternoon, Evangelist Renee. And good afternoon, Apostle Armstrong.
Good afternoon. Good evening.
I especially took a thought on tonight as you read from Joshua, the sixth chapter, the instructions that God had given to Joshua to give to the people to overtake the land, and how many times the way the Lord leads us is sometimes not easily understood, or sometimes confusing, or makes absolutely no sense in our human mind.
Amen.
But he asked them to march around the wall. He had a certain order, and he had certain jobs designated to the various individuals and their calling and their talents. But each day, for 6 days, just go around one time. And then on the seventh day, go around seven times.
That's right.
And make a battle cry, a shout,
yes,
which caused the walls to come down.
That's
and
right.
We would be in a much better place if we would trust God, not always trying to understand our situations, our circumstances, but through them that we would just trust God, knowing that he is the Almighty God and he is in control. And it leads you to the thought that obedience is better than sacrifice.
Uh-huh.
So that was the thought that I got out of it on tonight. Continue to walk with God. Continue to trust him, although we don't always understand everything that's going on, but know that he is with us and that he is truly in control. If we trust him, if we ask
that's
him
right.
to be, if we have that personal relationship with him.
Mm-hmm. Praise God. Thank you for that comment.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. My name is Teresa Moore, and I am overcome, and my heart is filled with joy because earlier this evening I had spoken to my daughter, and you know she's making plans, you know, for her life, and she was like, "Mama, I'm scared," and I was like, you know, I said, "Don't be afraid."
Right.
Every step you've taken, God has taken with you. Don't let your fears block you and block your blessings.
That's right.
And it's amazing that I'm listening to this right now, and I just had this conversation with my daughter, letting her know that God has not brought her this far. You know, all the storms that she's been going through, I feel like God has been preparing her for greatness. So not give up, just keep pushing forward, and to know that not only do I got her back, but God always got you.
Yes.
I just want to say thank you for that, because it really has touched my heart.
Amen.
God bless you, sweetheart. God bless you. I love you. God bless you. Anyone else? You know, I want to thank that was my niece. I love her. And God is working. God is working. That's all I can say. God is on the throne.
Amen.
Anyone
you know,
else?
I just want to say this, is that most people rather follow man or woman. And that's the problem that we are having. That's the reason we're in this situation we're in now. People are following Donald J. Trump. Now, I'm not being political.
Right.
I'm just calling it as I see it.
I'm going to call it the way it is.
They rather follow him. And his behavior, see, I'm not judging it about it, but his fruits, we are known by our fruits. His fruit doesn't line up with God's word.
Yeah.
Amen.
And so why are people following him? And most of the time, we ain't no different. I listen to man, and I read when I was in school, I was my sociology and psychology and history books. I believe them. I took Bible classes in college. But what stuck with me was my sociological theories, not necessarily what I read in the New and the Old Testament. And I look back now, if I would have leaned on what I read there, a lot of mess that I had to deal with, I wouldn't have had to deal with it.
Come on.
So my challenge and what I'm hearing the host says, your messenger say, is challenging you. And by giving you the word, and then you're to look at the word and see if your life is lined up with what the word is saying. And the thing that I get out of, hey, you know, we rather follow man. If we go to Numbers, what do they do? God said, this is yours. You can have it.
You
and they sent the spies out, and they came back, oh, no, oh, them people be too big. Oh, no. That sounds just like somebody I heard before today.
Yes.
Amen.
We have to learn to trust in the Creator, the one that created it, not the created. I ain't preaching. Go ahead.
It's all right. Anyone else have a comment? You know, when I was listening to you, Apostle, and, you know, I recall so many things in my life. I look back. If I had known what I know now, Lord have mercy. If I had followed the word of God, a lot of things, instead of following man, I was young, but that's not an excuse. I was silly. I was foolish.
Mm-hmm.
I did everything mm-hmm. I was big and bad enough to do, and I blamed everybody and every situation for my downfall. I went, mm-hmm. even when I was in the hospital, it was when I start beginning to get sick. If I look back at those incidents, when the doctor told me he had to remove my toe, I said to myself, you know, I can live without a toe. and then when they told me they had to remove the right leg, I said, I can live without the right leg. And then it went on and to the left leg. And before they cut the left leg off, they cut off all my toes on the left leg. And I said, that's all right. I can do this. Like Kuta Kente, I can keep on running, and when they cut off the left leg, I begin my motivation begin to kind of seep, but I kept saying, I can go on. They got wheelchairs. I can walk. I can do this. But when mm-hmm. they cut off the left arm, hallelujah, when yeah. they cut the yeah. left arm, I begin to see the enemy begin to tell me, you can't do this. You see, you say God called you to preach the word. Well, if you're an evangelist, you need to be able to get around. You need to be able to speak the gospel out to people. You need to get the word out to the world, because after all, that's what the Great Commission is about, spreading the gospel. How am I going to do this? I'm inadequate, God. God, why you bring me this far and then you just let these things happen to me? But you know, I have to think and pray in that very room, in those rooms, in those confines of the hospital beds. It was then I gained all my strength back. And I said, the reason why you didn't stop at one amputation is because you had the word rooted and grounded in you. It wasn't until you got the word rooted and grounded into you that you begin to have that driving force to go on. And, you know, mm-hmm. in my younger life, I didn't have the word rooted and grounded into me. And so, therefore, I went to and fro in the world. But when I got mm-hmm. to the point, God built me up for all these amputations, for all these disabilities that crept into my life. God built me up for this purpose right here, right now, because I don't have to go out and preach to the world. I can preach to the world right here. I can preach to the world right here. Now, and this is what I'm telling everybody, don't wait till things start mounting up in your life. Start attacking them right then. God has put people in your life. He's put your mom, your parents, He's put more importantly, he's put the word in you. You need to get it in you because you can't stand up to the wiles of the enemy. You can't stand up to all the enemy's attacks. You can't stand up to those walls that you can't see coming down, but you have to have faith. Faith, and that is what this blood talk radio right here is all about. It's about faith. Mm-hmm. And God don't say that you got to have a lot of faith. He's given us faith, a measure of faith.
Yes.
And so,
yes.
Hallelujah. And so that we can turn to those mountains and say, mountain, be thou removed, and it shall be removed. We just have to know
yes.
it, and we have to believe. We've already received.
Yes.
He's
yes.
already
yes.
given Jericho. He's given Jericho and to us. He's given the city. He's given us victory already. All we got to do is go ahead and possess it. Hallelujah.
Yes.
All we have to
Amen.
Do is possess it.
Possess it.
Amen.
Ah, yes.
Amen.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And so I'm going to ask at this moment if anyone else has a comment. And if not, I am going to pray. I just feel led to pray, if that's all right.
Mm-hmm.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come before you with thanksgiving in our hearts. Father, Lord, that knowing and acknowledging that you or the creator of this universe and everything therein. Oh, God, that you are all-knowing, you're everywhere, you're all-present, oh, God. You're present right now in our lives, oh, God, just as you were with the people in biblical times, oh, God. You are with us today, Lord Jesus. And we just thank you. We open up our hearts and our minds to you right now, oh God. Oh Father God, forgive us of our sins, those known, oh God, and those unknown, those secret sins that we try to hide and we think that nobody knows. But we can't hide anything from you, oh God. And right now, oh God, we acknowledge, oh God, that you are God, and before you there is none other, oh God. And see, Lord, you are a jealous God. You want our complete trust. You want our minds to be focused on you and the things that you have planned and purposed for us in our lives, oh God. Let us stop, Lord, the negative thoughts that we, let us stop following the negativities in life, oh God. Let us stop putting our trust in man, oh God. Who is man, oh God? Hallelujah. Man can't do anything for us, oh God, but we realize, oh God, that you put man here, oh God. You put him here, but you are over all of us, oh God. You are over us. You are our overseer. You are our shepherd, oh Lord Jesus. We are supposed to follow you. You lead us not into temptation, oh God. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Right now, oh God, there's somebody, Lord, who is some child, oh God, who is going through something in life, oh God. Some are being bullied, oh God, in school. Some, Lord, have been told that they are never going to be anything, Father Lord. Some even told by their parents, oh God, that they're just insignificant. Their lives do not matter, oh God. But let them know, oh God, that you created them. You know all about their lives. You have a good plan and a good future for them, oh God. Hallelujah. Creating them a vision, oh God, and let them see the vision, not with their natural eye, oh God, but with your indwelling spirit, oh God, that you put in us. Lord, let us be able, let us, let our children pick up the word, oh God, eat the word, oh God, and let it let the things, Lord, your promises manifest in their lives, oh God, and that they can see beyond the break of their situation, oh God, beyond the break of that rope that they're trying to desperately reach out to, oh God, beyond the situation of God of doom, oh God, that they have developed in their own minds, these concepts, these pre-notions, oh God. Hallelujah. Let them see success in their lives, oh God. And more importantly, Lord, let them know that you love them, oh God. You love them first, oh God, and let them love themselves, oh God, because we can't love others, Lord, if we don't even love ourselves, oh God. Oh, Father God, let them know that they are created, oh God, in your image and in your likeness, oh God. And you don't create any junk, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, let somebody, Lord, laying on their bed of affliction right now, oh God, who sees no possible way of recovery, God. Oh, they see no way of recovery right now. They don't see that any healing in their body. They don't see any progress, oh God. Let them know help is on the way, oh God, that you have already begun to do a good thing in their lives, oh God, that you have already begun to start the healing process, oh God, in their lives, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, I'm asking you right now, oh Lord, Father Lord, if there be anyone on this line, oh God, that has someone that they want to bring before you, Lord, in prayer, oh God. I don't know all the names, oh God, but they do, oh God. And Father Lord, right now, I'm asking them when I count to three to shout out every name, every situation that they find impossible, every situation that they think that cannot be accomplished, oh God. Let them know that they can accomplish that and greater things, oh God. God. Hallelujah, in your name, Jesus. And right now, I'm going to shout. I'm going to count to number three. And when I get to number three, I want y'all to shout. Shout out whatever name you want to shout out or whatever situation you want to shout out. One, two, three. Shout it out. Shout it out.
There it is.
Shout out. Shout out that
Keith.
Name Garvin. Shout out
Sandra.
That name Garvin. Father God,
Carolyn.
Bring her, Lord. Heal her body, oh Lord.
James.
Carolyn, oh Lord. Shout out that name. Shout out that situation. Shout it out. Yes, shout it out.
Nichols.
Shout it out.
Nichols.
Yes, oh God.
Yes,
yes,
oh
God.
You
working already
you.
In their lives, oh
mm-hmm.
God. Father,
Man.
Lord, just by them shouting
yes.
out the names,
yes.
oh
Win.
God, that the victory is
Steve.
Won, oh God.
Mm-hmm.
I'm calling on the name
Berlin.
Of Steve, oh God. I'm shouting out. Daryl, oh God, I'm shouting out Kaya, I'm shouting out Zaya, oh God, Naya, oh God, and her children, oh God, I'm shouting out my whole family, oh God, I'm shouting out my situation right now that I'm going through, God, that I haven't even told but a few people, oh God, I'm seeing the manifestation of your victory working in my life right now, I'm calling that whatever sickness that it shall not be because God has the victory over it all.
That's right.
In the name of Jesus. God has the victory over every situation in our lives, oh God. Father Lord, let us believe, oh God. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing comes
yes,
by the word of God. And Father Lord, let them hear the word, oh God. Let them go back and read Joshua, that chapter number 6, oh God, because I declare there is victory in that chapter. There is victory throughout your whole word, Old Testament, mm-hmm. New Testament, oh God, because it speaks to our very lives today, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And I'm declaring the victory over our nation, oh God, over mm-hmm. our president, oh God, over all the wars that are going on, oh God, you have the victory. Hallelujah. You control the battle. Let them know that the battle is not theirs, but it is yours, oh God. That's why you sent the priest in, oh God, in Joshua chapter 6. You sent the priest, and they blew their ram horns, oh God, before the ark, because you let them know that they're not going into the battle. The battle is being led by you, oh God. And
yes,
if we don't know that the battle is led by you, oh God, we can't achieve the victory in the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Right now, I want somebody, Lord, who is listening, who feels that their situation is hopeless, oh God, to know that help is on the way. God has already created a plan and a purpose in your life. Your life is not over. It is not doomed, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Father, strengthen us. Give us the strength to go on and do, Lord, what we need to do. And, Lord, let us not carry things over into a new chapter, oh God, of our lives unless we put a benediction on the things in the past, oh God.
Yes,
as tomorrow
yes.
begins a new month, oh God, it is a new beginning, oh God. Let us leave those things which are behind us, oh God, and keep pressing forward to the things that are before us. This I ask, and many other blessings I ask in your name, oh Jesus, in your precious name. Amen and amen.
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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I went a little over. I am apologize, Apostle, but when the Spirit get a hold of you, sometimes you just got to follow the Spirit.
That's right. That's right. Amen.
And see, I just worked myself up into a happy already. And so right now, I'm going to bid you all a good night. Sleep well.
All right.
And remember,
before
you go to bed and the clock strikes 12, leave all the negativity behind. Shalom.
Shalom.
Amen. Bye-bye.
Bye.